Paloma Kaur was at her most vulnerable 9 years ago, when she woke up one night and could barely breathe.
And thought I was dying. I mean, I felt like I was really dying.
Paloma went to the emergency room that night. She was treated for acute bronchitis and sent home. She had just moved to Asheville and was working a temp job. She didn't have health insurance, and a primary care doctor was too expensive. Paloma went to bed every night praying she wouldn't have another attack, but she did.
And so this one physician in the urgent care said, you can't keep doing this. Your body will not stand it. You need some kind of comprehensive care.
So the doctor told her about Project Access, a countywide program that provides specialty care to some uninsured patients.
They saved my life. They sent me to the specialty physicians that I needed, the allergist, and to find out and be diagnosed with asthma.
Project Access is a simple program in a confusing sea of healthcare red tape. Here's how it works. A patient without health insurance gets sick and sees a primary care doctor or goes to a clinic. If he or she needs to see a specialist, and many of them do, then their case goes to Project Access. And from there, a coordinator will call the patient and ask a series of questions to make sure there are no other ways to pay for care.
And do you have any children under the age of 18? And are you a student and under the age of 21? And do you have a military disability?
A patient must answer no to this series of questions and have an income that is less than 175% of the poverty level to be enrolled in Project Access. If that's the case, every aspect of treatment will be donated by doctors, Mission Hospital in Asheville, or participating companies, even lab tests, open-heart surgery, or a wheelchair. A single Project Access patient's bill can top $50,000 or more. Only prescriptions require a $5 a month copay, and they are subsidized by the county. Linda Kinney directs Project Access.
Well, I always think that Project Access is a perfect example of how a community can come together to take care of an issue, and a big issue like the uninsured.
About two-thirds of the patients who end up in Project Access start here, the Buncombe County Health Center. It's bright and airy as the mid-morning sun streams in through large windows in the waiting room. There are about 20 patients in all, mostly women and young children, who are waiting to see the one or two doctors who are available during business hours. Before Project Access, patients who needed to see a specialist often hit a bureaucratic brick wall. Dr. Suzanne Landis remembers what it took to treat patients in that situation.
Many physicians are willing to donate care for patients, not charge patients. But when a patient doesn't have insurance, the care for that patient is much more complex for the physician to manage. Even though I was willing to just donate my care, I had to then try and negotiate the patients to receive free labs, x-rays. I could really never negotiate free hospitalizations. So in essence, it was always frustrating, and it left physicians and patients distressed.
And then Dr. Landis and a couple of her colleagues had an idea. Why not create a system that institutionalized what was already happening, doctors giving away care to those who needed it? So they set about creating Project Access in 1996. In that first year, 85% of the county's physicians signed up to donate care for up to 20 patients a year each, from family doctors to orthopedists to gynecologists to cardiac surgeons. Mission Hospital also joined in, agreeing to waive all costs for Project Access patients. The hope is that long-term specialty care would reduce the need for charitable emergency care. Dr. Landis says that's exactly what happened.
Without Project Access, their charity care costs would be about $3 or $4 million higher each year.
Today, uninsured patients in Buncombe County are less likely to use the emergency room than those with insurance. And last year alone, Project Access patients received $9 million of free care. The program is so successful, it spawned more than 50 duplicate efforts in North Carolina and across the country. Winston-Salem, Wake County, Charlotte, Dallas, Omaha, all have started donated care programs based on the Project Access model. But as successful as it is, Project Access is a local solution to a national problem. Director Linda Kinney says any such program has limitations.
Well, it's donated care, and you can only do so much with that. The trend with the growing number of the uninsured is growing much more quickly than the number of physicians who can donate care.
When Project Access began, There were 15 uninsured patients for every physician in Buncombe County. Today, there are 60 per doctor. And duplicating Project Access isn't as easy as it sounds. Often, the number of doctors who will agree to see patients without getting paid isn't as high as it is in Buncombe County. So some communities are rolling Project Access into a larger effort at serving needy patients. Durham is one of the cities trying to start a similar program, and Gina Upchurch is one of the people leading the effort. She's the chair of Durham's Access to Care Committee, a group of healthcare professionals and doctors. Upchurch says what others have learned from Buncombe County is just how important it is to have doctors play a leading role.
One thing that was very clear is that if this is going to be successful in the long haul, you have to have physician leadership from day one. And we've really worked hard to try to have them lead this effort because they are ultimately heavily responsible for the care that's going to be given.
The effort has been worth the challenges in Buncombe County, especially for patients like Paloma. Like all those who are treated through Project Access, she thanked the doctor who donated care. For some, that means sending a card or a photo or even a knit sweater. For Paloma, saying thank you was the final step to being truly healthy.
We're talking life and death. We're talking the ultimate vulnerability when you're diagnosed with a really serious illness. You see people who recognize that at their most deep, vulnerable place, somebody cared and somebody reached out to them. And there's just no mistaking the draw to want to be able to give that back.
Since it started in 1996, Project Access in Buncombe County has maintained its original 85% rate of participation from doctors. More than 18,000 patients have been treated for free. Dave DeWitt, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.